Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Wednesday, June 22nd. I'm Ray Graff. There are more than 300,000 podcasts online and available right now. That's a rich library of on-demand audio content at your fingertips. But how do you get it? On your phone or computer? What is a subscription? Does it affect my cellular data? Well, we have two podcasting experts in the studio today, our very own Patrick Garrett and Ashley Kinsey of the WAMC podcast team. They're here to answer your questions about podcasts. Still can't figure it out? Well, join the club, people. We want to help you create your own or tune in or just check out what we have to offer. The number to call if you have a question, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551, all things podcasts and your calls coming up. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Do you often find yourself too busy to listen to the radio but still want to hear your favorite programs? Ever wanted to make your own show? Well, there's this new, sort of new thing called a podcast where you can listen in on demand as soon as it's available. WAMC's Patrick Garrett and Ashley Kinsey are here to help you make sense of it all. Patrick Garrett is our National Productions Coordinator, and he oversees our programming, including our popular shows 51%, The Best of Our Knowledge, and Person, Place, Thing. Ashley Kinsey is our new media administrator in charge of our website, WAMC.org, all the social media, and WAMCpodcast.org. That's our new website designed to help you find the WAMC programs you are looking for. To join the conversation, if you have a question of any kind about podcasts, it's 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. You can also post your comments on Facebook, facebook.com/WAMC Radio. Tweet us at WAMC Vox Pop or email us voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number to call is 800-348-2551. Patrick Garrett, Ashley Kinsey, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ray.
Boy, you've been very busy lately.
Yeah, a lot of work.
So before we start in general on podcasts, tell us about the new, we have the new website. And as I understand it, it is WAMCpodcastsplural.org.
Yes.
WAMC Podcasts.
That's correct.
But I think I heard you say the other day, Ashley, that we've also purchased WAMC Podcast.
Yes.
Just in case.
Yes, just in case.
So if you hit that, will that send you to?
It'll automatically redirect to WAMC Podcasts.
Plural. Okay. Now, in addition to all of the ones that we have had for this time, there's some new content here, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about that first. This is exciting.
Yeah, we have four new podcast-only programs. Sometimes you'll catch them on air when we have a little bit of space on the weekends. One of them, our first one that we actually really kind of had a soft launch for was Listen with the Lights On.
I love it.
It's a scary stories lore podcast. It's all about like history from, middle New England down to New York City all the way up to almost Canada. So we're a rich area filled with lore. One of them, we go out, we interview people live at the place, we bring people into the studio. We have plenty of things where we just talk about people who've written scary stories, people who are, just great storytellers who do that professionally down in the Hudson Valley. Jonathan Crook being one of them. He's a regular on the show, a Ken Lovett of sorts. He comes in and he always talks about all these wonderful tales of the Hudson River and the mist and really sets the mood.
Yeah.
Another one we have is actually Food Friday Leftovers that Ashley does with Dave Hopper.
Oh, that's what you're hearing. Every time I end the show on Friday afternoon, there's Ashley and David Hopper, and they're standing by the door. And I say, are they here just to get the scraps?
We're here for the leftovers.
So you're doing a podcast. Tell me about that.
So the name of the podcast that we're working on together is called Food Friday Leftovers.
Yep.
And basically what it is it's a continuation of the conversation that happens on Food Friday.
Yeah.
Because as we know, Vox Pop is a call-in show, and sometimes you don't get to cover everything that you want to cover when you come in as a guest. So you're saying
I'm not a very good host, is what you're saying. Okay, I get
no,
it.
No.
So you're making up for my mistakes, is what you're doing. That's fine.
No, we have a more in-depth conversation, and any topics that weren't brought up during the Vox Pop episode, we just talk a little bit more about that, and even some things that aren't in the Vox Pop episode.
But really, you're in it for the free food, right? Because all the food that's left over here literally goes.
Isn't that why you're in it?
Hence the name, Food Friday leftovers.
That's so cool.
You know I love food.
Have you enjoyed that, doing that program?
It's been a lot of fun. Something that I've always been interested in. And I like to eat, as I said.
It's a good thing. And so has it officially launched, that particular?
Yes, it is officially launched. It, as well as the other podcasts, are available on Google Play, Stitcher, and iTunes. If you search for WAMC, you'll find a list of all of the podcasts at each place.
Now, you two have been working behind the scenes for many months on this, rolling up to this launch. And how many Listen With The Lights On are already in the can?
I think we're on episode 9. We'll have 10 this weekend coming out.
Oh, so already 9 are available to listen to?
Yep, all right, ready to go.
So you can start binge listening.
Just all right. Like Netflix.
And the number to call here,
podcast
by the way.
Podcast and chill.
800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. For those of our listeners who have never subscribed to a podcast, why don't you walk us through how you do that?
Well, first thing you got to do is you just go to your preferred app. So the number one most used one is the podcast app from the Apple Store. It comes pre-installed on your phone, so it's already there. You can't get rid of it, as hard as you may try. Mm-hmm. And you just go in, you get the search bar, you type in WAMC, and every single one will be up there. There's 15 currently available. Mm. And all you got to do is you click on whichever one you want to listen to. So if you want to listen to The Media Project, for example, you click on that, you hit subscribe, and every single time that a new one is uploaded, it'll go straight to your device. All you got to do is click on the episode then, and from then on out, you can hear it however you want.
As long as you're connected to Wi-Fi or
4G. Well, you could be on a cell. Yeah, or you can download it. You can download it as soon as it's available, so that way you have it and you don't have to worry about cellular data. You don't have to worry about anything on the road or being connected to a internet connection. Mm.
Yeah, that comes in handy when some people have plans that don't include unlimited data. If you're home and you're on your Wi-Fi connection, you can just download the episodes that you want to listen to. And then while you're running or at the gym or biking or just going for a walk, whatever it is you're doing, you won't need to depend on an internet connection for that.
You know, as an old-time radio guy, I have trouble accepting the fact that people aren't listening on a regular schedule. But the times have changed. You know, Alan?
I do. Except, as you know, and I know, Ray, I guess I'm here. As you know and I know, Ray, it's all changing. Everything is changing. People are not going to listen to the radio seriatim. They're going to pick out what they want. We're already hearing it. I began to know that when the Media Project wasn't up and people somehow it didn't get up where it was supposed to be, and people would call and say, where's my Media Project this week?
Yeah.
So that's the way people are going to be listening to the radio from now on, including in their cars.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm still old school. I like to listen to the radio.
Well, I'm older than you are.
I know that. I mean, that's painfully obvious. Number to call here is 800-348-2551. So, Alan, have you subscribed to any podcasts?
No.
No.
No, because I'm too busy.
Have you heard any of the new podcast-only content we have? It's very good.
Oh, it's excellent. I have.
The Listen With The Lights Off on is really, really good. And always, ghost stories always have a resonance. And I know you had a great one. Cherry Hill, right?
Yeah, the Cherry Hill deer.
Yeah.
That's the one you're talking about? Yep, we had it's the cherry tree deer. It's a story about a deer that actually had a cherry tree spring out of its head. And that was the whole thing. And it had big antlers that would run around, and people would just see it in the forest, shadows of it. And it was just this legend. It's a nicer legend. There's a lot of ghost stories that don't end so nicely. This one was just a kid was playing around with his new gun, and he actually loaded it with a cherry nut and then launched it at the deer's head. All of a sudden came out of the deer's head, and
wow,
that's how it
now
started.
You brought a clip, right?
I actually did. It's from... It's a live tour that we did with Maeve McEnany at the Tenbrook Mansion in Albany.
All right. So, Roberto, before we take our first break here, let's hear a clip of the podcast, Listen With The Lights On, which you can find at WAMCpodcasts.org.
Normally, you know, you won't see this room set up too much. But again, we did a seance, and I'm being a good sport because, you know, I'm the tour guide and we package this. So the ghost hunter, you know, knew that myself and Paul were in the group. So, of course, he goes, I'm bringing you to the most haunted room. He says, this is the most active room. So we are here and we're standing around in the circle. And he says, you know, they're talking to all of the little gadgets and the e-meters at Spike, and nothing's happening. And I bring up the fire that was from the pastures there. And I said, all right, Abraham, if you're here, you know, do you remember the fire? Well, it spikes. It spikes. And the flashlights, they have these little flashlights that they just barely turn on, starts turning on and off. And I'm seeing this, like I'm watching this happen, and it tended to be with the fire. So I'm standing there, and all of a sudden, as we're getting very solemn, very serious, there's a bell. Like think of a bicycle bell, like an old school bicycle bell. Rings right there. Well, we're all from the cell phone age, so we're not saying anything. And then we look to Paul, and we go, man, turn off your cell phone. And he goes, my cell phone's not on, and that's not my ringer. And everybody scrambles, and we look at our phones, nothing, nothing. I'm at that window, peering around, trying to find it. It has to be a kid. It has to be a teenager. Nothing. Okay, weird, fluky. So we go back. We're doing this, finishing up the seance, and then it's time to go. And I say, okay, good night. The bell rings again. And it was clear as a bell. I don't find this funny at all. I turn to the ghost hunter. I'm like, you are turning on all the lights right now. And he goes, yes. And we went, we turned on every single light. We tore this room apart trying to find the bell. Nothing. Nothing at all. Weirder still, it was recorded. And the recording, when he played it back for us, it's like a garbled mess. Whatever that sound was came out kind of garbly weird. It doesn't sound like a bell.
Well, that's creepy.
And the only thing we could think is what we saw. We said maybe it was a servant's bell.
That's a clip from Listen with the Lights On. It's a new podcast at WAMCpodcasts.org. And we're joined today by Patrick Garrett, who is an overseer, if you will, of our national productions, and Ashley Kinsey, our new media Hello. Administrator. And they're both working hard on our new podcast project. And they'll answer your general questions about podcasts if you perhaps are a bit older and have not had a podcast subscription. Well, that's what we're here for. We're here to help. We'll take a short break. The number to call is 800-348-2551, and we'll be back on Vox Pop.
Support for WAMC comes from George Propane, Goshen, Massachusetts. Family owned and operated for over 75 years, serving Western Massachusetts with propane and full service heating and plumbing installation, services, and deliveries. GeorgePropane.com. Ashokan Center, building community through shared experiences in nature, history, and the arts. The Ashokan Center in the Catskill Mountains, where nature inspires. AshokanCenter.org. Pelham Auto Service at the Amherst Belchertown line, located by the sign of the Flying Pig. A worker-owned and operated service repairing foreign cars since 1972. PelhamAuto.com. Speed Consulting and Coaching, Shelburne Falls. More than 20 years of working with leaders and teams committed to purposeful change. See it whole and move it forward. DLSPECHT.com. George Heigl, Cowan's representative. Accepting consignments of jewelry, fine art, historic firearms, American Indian art, historic items, and more. 518-396-7974. And Maybe Farm Historic Site, Rotterdam Junction, New York, presenting Revolution, Living History Weekend, featuring militia, cooking and blacksmith demos, brewers, musicians, artisans, and more, this Saturday and Sunday, SchenectadyHistorical.org.
Vox Pop on WAMC, 800-348-2551. Ray Graff here, and we're joined today by Ashley Kinsey and Patrick Garrett, who are overseeing our new podcast initiative. And, of course, the man who started it all, the legend, Alan Chartok, is also with us here today. And nice to have you.
You didn't have to say that.
Nice to have you in the studio, sir.
You didn't have to say that.
What?
I was here.
Oh, really?
No, not at all.
Okay. That's not the impression I got.
I'll just be the invisible man.
All right, listen, if you want to jump in at any time, sir, we'll leave your microphone on for a few more moments, and you can jump in anytime you want.
Then I could leave.
No, you please stay. Please stay. There'll be some coffee and crullers in a bit.
Very kind of you.
Let's go over to the phones at 800-348-2551. Ina in Woodridge, you're on.
Hi, I'd like to know whether you're going to do a podcast with Jill Stein.
Actually, we have a podcast with Jill Stein. She's on the hour-long conversation with Alan every Thursday at 1 o'clock. We have that actually titled WAMC's In Conversation With. So if you search for WAMC, you can find that, and it's already available, and you can listen to it right now.
I heard it when he was on the radio with her.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that's what it was.
Sure.
But as long as I have you, I have a question for him.
For Alan?
Yes, for Alan.
All right, he's still here.
Alan's not here anymore.
Good try, Alan.
Nice.
Hey, Alan, is it really possible that Jill Stein, with a stroke of a pen, can eliminate student debt?
No.
No. Okay.
I don't see it. I mean, it's a huge amount of money. But I do think it's possible not to get the whole fish, but maybe just, you know, the middle part, which is...
The filet, the delicious filet.
Yeah,
the
without
good
the bones.
All right, Ina, thanks a lot for that call.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ina.
Turn my mic off and not Ina. Sorry about that, Ina. Let's go over to Wayne in East Greenbush. Wayne.
Good afternoon. I haven't listened to all the programs and podcasts, but every time I listen, I haven't heard any discussion about the potential cost associated with any downloading or, you know, listening.
Well, each provider is going to be a little bit different. I did mention earlier that the benefit to downloading ahead of time when you're in a Wi-Fi, then you won't have to worry about data. If you are just listening to podcasts and you're downloading them without a Wi-Fi connection, then you would probably be using your cellular data. If you're using a phone or some kind of other device like that, a tablet, something that would be connected to some sort of service. But if you're concerned about data charges, then I would definitely advise using a Wi-Fi connection to download the episodes that you want to listen to, and then just listening to them without the connection.
So you mean go into a Starbucks and,
yeah,
you know, and get their Wi-Fi password or whatever it is?
So my concern is not with the Wi-Fi or data, but the concern is any direct cost per unit.
This is absolutely free. The podcasts don't cost anything. They're all free.
At least ours don't. I'm sure there is a pay model somewhere out there, right?
I don't think so.
No.
Not that I've seen. I think there's a premium for Mark Maron. He has his own podcasts, which are a little different and off the wall. They're not public radio style, but I think he does charge.
But anyway, yeah, it's all free at WAMCpodcasts.org.
Well, you provoked another question, but one of the programs you really like is Alternative Media.
Alternative Radio.
Monday nights.
Alternative Radio.
Yeah. An hour program. Is cost associated with that? Or?
Well, that's not our production, so I don't know what his model is.
You know,
David Barsamian,
That is not. What he uses it for, to make money, he does need to make money, is to use it, and he tells everybody where they can write to support.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
CD
or the transcript.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551. Yeah, let's go over to Maureen in Amsterdam. They all went down to Amsterdam. Hi, Maureen.
They did.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. You're on.
Okay, great. So my question is, I've now downloaded some podcasts that I was exposed to through your wonderful station, Fresh Air and The Moth. And when I play them back, it clearly is playing back at a faster rate of speed than what I would normally hear it at on the radio. Like, Terry Gross's voice is more rapid.
Wow, is
so
that possible?
Can you give me any? Yeah, like, yeah, no. Can you give me any tips on what I'm doing?
Patrick is nodding his head. He's all over this.
So Patrick Garrett is the man, by the way, who shot Billy the Kid.
I shot no man.
I just want to make it clear. Yeah, go ahead.
Maureen, there's two different things that could be happening. There is actually a feature that allows you to slow down and speed up what they're saying for your own personal, you know, use. So if you have trouble understanding someone who talks a little fast or someone talks a little too slow for you, you can adjust that.
Where is it, Pat?
For it should be right there when you actually have the episode open. Here, I'll get my.
So this is on the player.
So I can give
this
you
is
exact.
On the device itself.
Yes. So the other thing, while I open that guy up, is basically if the other thing that could be happening is they also could speed it up themselves. I doubt I don't think fresh air does last time I looked. There's a way that, you know, post with radio and anything that we can speed ourselves up or slow ourselves down. And sometimes they do actually do that. Yep. It's if you have the podcast app on an iPhone, it's the thing next to the play button and the backwards 15-second button. It should have a 1x, half times, 2x. There's a few different ways to do it. 1.5x. So you'll
so
make
you
sure
probably
it
have
one
it on
times.
1.5x, and that's that would explain it.
Yep.
Okay. Great.
Well, thanks for calling.
Well, I will go and look for that button. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks, Maureen. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. Now it's John's turn. John is in New Paltz. You're on.
Hey, thanks for my call. Taking my call.
Sure.
Is it possible to download these podcasts to a Windows laptop and then onto an MP3 player?
Yes. It depends on what service you want to use, but if you have, do you have iTunes on your computer?
No.
All right. So, do you have a Google account?
Yes.
Okay. So you can download from Google Play. Your Google account, if you go to, I want to say it's googleplay.music. Let me just double check.
Okay,
get
she's
the
checking
domain.
Now. Everyone has a computer here today.
I don't have one.
You want one?
Yeah.
You can have this one.
Give
no,
it a man.
No, I don't want one.
So basically, we also are available on the Google Play Store and Stitcher for those of you who aren't Apple, iPhone, Mac computer people. You're also
What's
available
Stitcher?
There. Stitcher is another podcast app since Apple only puts it only on the iOS device, the podcast app. So Stitcher does it just as a third-party way.
Okay.
What's an iOS device?
Oh, that's just anything that's an iPhone, Apple? iPad.
I see. Well, I just
iPod.
No, that's a good question.
I don't know. I'm old.
Yeah, you have one. You have
and
more than one
I
iOS.
Have several.
Yeah.
And I did find the exact domain. It's play.google.com/podcasts.
Okay.
Plural.
And you should
hey,
be able to download right there. Thanks, John.
You're
we
welcome.
Appreciate it. 800-323. No, that's our
You got it wrong.
The fun drive mode.
The fun drive mode. 800-348-2551. This one came in via email from Linda. Can one listen to a podcast on a computer, or do you need a cell phone?
You can listen via computer, cell phone, device, however you'd like. On our podcast website, you can click right there, listen to any of them there. We also post everything on the WAMC.org website, just in case you're not used to the new website.
Now, what about the new content? Is that available on the WAMC app?
Not at the moment. We are actually working on a new upgrade for the app. It's going to be totally from the bottom up, redone. That was supposed to be a secret, but now everyone knows.
Gosh, well, I love it. No, but I love our app, and I listen to it all the time.
It's funny. You know, I do not subscribe to podcasts here, but I will often in the car listen to shows using the app, and it's extraordinarily easy.
I was listening to my commentary just this
Were
morning.
You really?
Yeah.
Playing it over and over again?
Over and
Try
over.
Try it at 1.5x speed. See how it comes out.
Over and over and over again.
The number to call here is 800-348-2551. And John in Copake is on. John, you're on.
Hi. I'm having trouble finding a place to literally search for podcasts by subject. For instance, if I want to listen to a podcast about amateur astronomy, how do I find such things?
Well, first, what device are you using? Are you using a smartphone? Are you using a computer?
Computers, smartphones. I don't find it.
Okay. Well, are you using iTunes? Are you using Google Play?
I can use iTunes, Android, Pocket Cast, iPhones app for podcasts.
Okay. Well, there's
if you search by subject, what I only find is that if it's not in the title of podcast, you can't find it.
So one thing that you can do, it won't be as good for searching for the smaller stuff. You can actually sort in the top charts by category. That one would probably be under science.
They only put you know 1,000 podcasts in those categories.
Yeah,
there's hundreds of thousands.
Wow.
Yeah, usually you have to just know exactly what you're looking for, who does it. It'll often search for that, but usually iTunes only uses in its search parameters.
So if you want to,
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not missing it. It doesn't exist, is what you're saying.
Yeah, if you know the episode name, the title of the podcast, right, or who makes it, otherwise you're not going to...
Otherwise, you're toast.
I got Google.
Well, but wait. But also, you know, you have to know the stars of WAMC are. So, for example, you'd have to know that Rich Guthrie has the Bird Show, right? So if you search for Rich Guthrie, you're going to find all about the birds, aren't you? Yep. Or astronomy.
Bob Berman.
Berman. Yes.
Well, it depends on how you tag them, right? When you're producing these.
Yep. For the Vox Pop ones, they're all in the title. So usually it says astronomy with Bob Berman for this week, and then you'll find that in the episode. Otherwise, you can search for, say, Vox Pop, and it would come up there too.
We're joined today by Patrick Garrett and Ashley Kinsey. We talk podcasts today, and even Alan Chartok is here. And boy, thank you for your contribution.
I'm so glad to be here.
Let's go over to Robin in the Berkshires. Robin, you're on.
Hi, how are you guys?
Wonderful.
So I was curious. I was listening to, I'm visiting the Berkshires, and I was listening to you guys talking about the Food Friday's leftovers.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see if any of them would be interested in talking on my podcast. I host a live storytelling show in New York City and a podcast. So it's a little bit like The Moth, and I make ice cream cakes for every episode.
You make ice cream cakes?
Yeah.
Now you got Ray's attention.
Got my attention too.
Sure, you don't want to come on for Food Friday?
Yeah.
I would love to. I make very decadent ones. Sometimes I put donuts as a layer.
Donuts?
Yeah.
You should get a MacArthur Genius Grant. Oh, that's all I can say.
You know, during the fund drives, Ray, uh-huh, when we get on the air at 6 o'clock in the morning, the volunteers come over and they put two chocolate donuts right down in front of
the
of
breakfast
Ray.
Of champions.
Yeah.
Well,
so now they mentioned it.
Well, this is great,
no,
Robin.
Definitely.
Well, I'm glad. So, how long have you been doing your podcast?
So, it's been about a year, and we recently had Morgan Spurlock on. The show. I don't know if you guys remember him from Super Size Me, where he, that documentary where he ate
McDonald's
every day for 30 days. Yeah. You guys remember seeing that?
How'd that work out for him?
If you saw the movie, like ends up being like, I think he gains like 30 or 40 pounds.
Oh.
His cholesterol is shot through the roof.
Oh, boy.
But he has like a wonderful, wonderful story that he told, and it's any of your listeners know Orange is the New Black. I have the real Orange is the New Black story on our episode today.
Well, how can we find out? Where can you find out about that one?
It's called Yum's the Word Show. And it's all the podcast information is at yumsthewordshow.com. So it's Yum's without the apostrophe.
All right. Well, thanks, Robin.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Remember to take our calls in New York City when you're doing
this. Yeah, now you got it. 800-348-2551. All right, we talked about Listen with the Lights On. Let's hear a little clip, if we could, from Food Friday. Not table scraps. Why do I want to call it table scraps? Leftovers. Let's hear one, Roberto.
Let's mix it up because I'm pretty comfortable with flank steak.
Yeah.
I like it. I buy it all the time. What's another cut of meat that I might like?
Skirt steak. I would totally go with skirt steak. So it can be a little difficult to find sometimes, but skirt steak, if you go to like a Mexican grocery store or a Hispanic grocery store, you can find it, and it makes the best steak tacos.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really, really thin, tender cut of meat. So you can brine it, and that means just like soaking it in a salt water solution with whatever flavorings you want, and then you grill it. And it takes no time to cook up. It'll go from uncooked to rare in a matter of minutes. I would say like 3 to 5 minutes. And then you can use it in your tacos, your enchiladas. You can use it to make sandwiches throughout the week. And for me, I'm all about like minimal effort, maximum impact. So I do.
That works.
Yeah. You do the steak once, you cook it once, and then you can use it to build meals for the rest of the week.
That sounds good, especially for somebody who loves food but is trying to lose weight. I could do meal prep with that.
Oh, my gosh. It's the key.
It is. My wife and I do a lot of that cooking on Sunday for the week.
Yes.
And we cook a bunch of chicken, And then you can make a different things throughout the week instead of, what am I making for lunch today?
Right. And I think that's great in the summer, too, because if you're going to cook, if you're not cooking outside on the grill,
right.
Where I live, I don't have a grill and there's no place really to grill.
Yep.
So a lot of times I have to cook on the stove in the house. And in the summer, you don't want to have your oven on, you know, every single night
exactly.
of the week. So it is a good idea to kind of batch things out in that way. I mean, I have a grill pan. It doesn't. It's not the same as grilling
so
outside.
I was in your position. So when I lived in Iowa, I didn't have a grill, and I was writing about grilling a lot. So I was like, I can't write about this, and I don't know what I'm talking about. So I would go to the park and grill every Sunday, but I would grill things that I could use over the course of the week, so I would have that, like, outdoor cooked flavor.
Oh, that's
and so
a good
the
idea.
Key that I learned was grill your lemons. If you grill your lemons, you can have that smoky flavor in whatever dish you're using over the course of the week. So you can make like your vinaigrette with the grilled lemons. You can squeeze it over cooked chicken or cooked fish over your vegetables. And then your whole week of food can taste like you made outside.
Okay. We've broken up into discussion groups. It's Vox Pop, 800-348-2551. What you just heard was a segment from Food Friday.
Leftovers.
Right. That's the addition, the extension, if you will, of the Food Friday program. That was Hallie Bay Ramdeen, and she was on our program about a month ago. And Ashley, by the way, tremendous radio voice you have.
Oh,
you
thanks.
Sound great. And so this is a neat way to get a little value added out of the Vox Pop program. That's cool.
She's after our jobs, Ray.
It's a great idea. Well, you know, if it keeps going like this, she can have it.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
800-348-2551. So you're having fun doing that program?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We get to, you know, have a great conversation and just find out a little bit more about each person. And in the clip that we just listened to, Hallie mentioned grilled lemons.
Yeah.
And there's little snippets like that, little recipes and things that we talk about. And you should really tune in and listen to all of them. I think each one has some tip or trick or recipe or something that you could practically use at home.
So how do you make a grilled lemon?
You put it on the, you cut it in half and put it on the grill and let it grill, let it char a little bit.
And then
save them throughout the week to use when you want a smoky flavor on something without having to grill it.
Brilliant.
Oh, really? Isn't that something, you know?
She was a great guest.
Do you guys remember the children's book in which the circus comes to town, the orchestra's there, the kid doesn't want the orchestra to play, whips out a lemon, puts it in her mouth, and everybody puckers up and can't play their musical instruments.
Oh.
I've never heard that one.
Can we make a podcast out of it? Let's take a break. 800-348-2551 is the phone number. Let's just take a break.
Support for WAMC comes from Pave Tile Wood and Stone, using French artisan techniques to manufacture pre-finished oak floors, decorative and terracotta tile, and importing aged French limestone, showroom by appointment and online, pavetile.com. Curtis Lumber, specializing in deck and dock design, featuring Trex composite decking and railings, PlayStar dock hardware, and more. Design consultation available, curtislumber.com. NBT Bank, offering trust and fiduciary services, investment management, and retirement planning for individuals and businesses, nbtbank.com. Rhinebeck Artishops, professional picture framing and fine art materials, Rhinebeck, New Paltz, and now at 793 Broadway in Kingston, rhinebeckart.com. The Hyde Collection, an art museum and historic house in Glens Falls, New York, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday, 12 to 5, hydecollection.org. And Union Gables Mansion Inn, Saratoga Springs, a historic bed and breakfast featuring heated pool, rose gardens, fountains, sitting areas, 1.5 blocks from the Saratoga racetrack, UnionGables.com.
It's Vox Pop on WAMC, 800-348-2551. The telephone number, Ray Graff, is here, and we're joined by Alan Shartok and Ashley Kinsey and Patrick Garrett, and we've been talking about podcasts in general and also the new offerings, podcast-only offerings we've had go online in the last month or so, at our new website, wamcpodcasts.org. And back to the phones we go, and let's see who's on here. Brian in Saratoga. Brian.
Hi, I'm calling because I'm interested in podcasting myself, but want to create a podcast that is of a more professional quality rather than someone talking into their iPhone or something like that. So do you have any recommendations of any kinds of software or apps or anything else like that that provide for, like, bumper music and multiple callers and stuff like that? Is there anything easy out there that you would recommend?
Oh, you want to take calls?
Well, I don't know about necessarily taking calls, but having multiple people, having multiple microphones and multiple conversations and things like that.
No, but I get his point. He wants to know. He says he wants a podcast. He wants to know, is there anything out there that's going to make his life easier?
All sorts of great hardware out there that you can get. Mm-hmm. You can go to your musician's store or your electronics store, and there are USB microphones. And I have this little breakout box at home. It's a Presonus audio box USB. You plug it right into your USB port, and you can plug microphones into that. The audio quality is terrific. The cost is now negligible, and there's all kinds of software out there, cheap, free, whatever you want to do. So you can make it as professional as you want. You just have to have a little skill and a little patience while you're learning.
What do you guys think, Ashley and Patrick? Is there anything that comes to your minds?
Oh, he pretty much said it.
Ray just said it, you mean?
Yeah, Ray just said it.
USB
so
mic.
USB mic. Just make sure you got a software that can edit well, like Adobe Audition, Pro Tools.
You don't even need to spend. I mean, they're expensive programs. There are free ones out there that do multi-track.
That's true.
That are very good or very inexpensive programs. Look around. Go to your musician's website or store of choice, and you'll find all sorts of things that'll get you going.
But if you went
there.
To the Google and wrote in, make my life easy to do a podcast, would something come up?
Yeah, there would be plenty of articles that have been written on it.
Content is really more important. You got to have something to say, or else you're just like every other Joe out there who's spouting off for no reason.
But it's like love and marriage. One can't have one without the other.
Can't have what?
No, that's definitely true. And one of the things I was thinking of, I'm in the field of education, so finding those kind of relevant things to be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, I think, you're on the right track. Hey, Brian, thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. Shartok's here glowering at me. What did
I'm
I do
not
now?
Glowering
what
at
did
you
I do?
Looking at you with great respect.
Okay, that's what that is. Let's go to Donna in Averill Park. Donna.
Hi there.
Hi.
First, I want to thank WAMC for fabulous programming. I'm a big fan of so many programs. I can't list them all. I downloaded the WAMC app.
Right.
And I want to know how to get to a specific podcast, like the one you just talked about, listening with the lights on. So I'm going to thank you for any information. I'm going to hang up
Don't hang up.
Well, she's driving.
Oh, she's driving?
I pulled over to the side of the road. I'm being safe.
Good for you.
But I want to be able to look on my iPhone and follow what you're saying.
Okay.
So stay there.
Well, no. Donna, you have to drive, and you hang up. And Ashley, do you have the question?
Yes.
Okay. So here we go. Thanks, Donna.
Okay. So what you'll want to do is right now, the new shows are not yet on our WAMC app. If you have an iPhone, you're going to click on the podcast app. You can't delete it.
Right,
it's purple
built into
and white.
The
it's built into the iPhone. And at the very bottom, there's a menu down there. And all the way to the right, there's a search bar or a little search magnifying glass. And then once you click on that, you'll get a search bar at the top of your screen. Type in WAMC. And it'll probably auto-populate WAMC Northeast Public Radio. Either one will work. And then you'll get a list of the most recent podcast episodes. And below that, it'll say podcast, see all. And then you'll see 1, 2, 3. I can see 3 and almost 4. And if you just scroll through, you'll see a list of all the podcasts below. And you can choose the one that you want just by clicking on the image. So if I click on listen with the lights on, I will get to a screen that has the Listen With the Lights On image, and then a list of all of those podcasts. And all you have to do is hit subscribe, and that's it.
All right.
So I wanted to ask you a question, Ashley, if I may. Mm-hmm. When will the app, I already love our app, but when will the app be ready to go with all of this new stuff on it?
We're hoping by next month we'll be ready to go.
Oh, that's great.
Terrific.
I'm going to hold you to it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, remember, some of this is out of our hands. There will be
Why is that?
There's an approval process.
And, whose approval?
Right?
There are multiple approval processes when you're submitting apps and also submitting podcasts. So, for example, the ones that are available now have already been submitted to the Google Play Store, to the iTunes Store, and to Stitcher.
So do they have a right to say that we can't play every podcast that we want at those places?
Well, they look over, they review podcast before it's actually submitted to their store, because Apple owns the iTunes Store, so they can decide who gets there and who doesn't.
That's just wrong.
So
you don't like the censorship aspect
of
it? Okay.
I don't think they censor most people.
Power
they
to
usually
the people.
Don't. Most of them get through.
I got Joe
I've
Rogan
listened
on there.
To very good podcasts, and then I've accidentally listened to very bad ones.
Yeah.
So a lot gets through, but I think they need to monitor to make sure people aren't just submitting the same podcast under a different name.
Yeah, one guy who does that, you think, sitting up there?
There might be.
One you person who vets them all? There has to be more than one, right? Is that what you mean?
I have no idea what I mean.
So this one came in via email from our regular correspondent, Bonnie. Folks, I visited the site, but I still don't understand player and can't seem to tap the shows I've heard at 3 a.m. Frowny face.
Visited the site player?
I visited the site, but I still don't understand, quote, player, the player involved.
I think she means the little bit where you hit play when you're on the website to listen to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them were having a little issue earlier actually aggregating the player to have on them, but some of them are ready to go. We've been trying to get that ready, all set up.
We've been working with iTunes very closely.
Okay, yeah. So this is a work in progress, and it will fill out and be better and better as time goes on.
So we're devoting many men and women hours here at WAMC to making this thing work. Obviously, you guys are doing a great job. So is that worth it for us? Should we be doing this?
Yeah. Well,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Well, yes.
That's where everybody gets their content. That's where the most popular things like Serial, which you'll never hear on air, is the most popular
Snap,
podcast.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Exactly. Yes.
So I think that content is king, and this value-added content is a great idea. Let's hear a little bit. Now, what the heck is Retconned? Can you explain this to me?
Yeah, Retconned is a podcast of assorted geekery. That's the tagline for
it. Oh, this has to have something to do with
yeah, like superheroes?
Rick Marshall, right? He's got to be involved
exactly.
with this, right?
He's
super
the,
geek.
He's the host of the show.
Okay. Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's hosting it, and we have contributors who will contribute to it. I have one coming up on Democracy 3, which is a video game all about making your own policies. So say you don't like being, you know, you don't like the man in charge. You want to make your own policies, see if they'll work. You can plug them all in and see what happens at the end of the day. If a bunch of people don't like you, you know, there's a possibility of assassination attempts, that kind
I
of
see.
Thing.
Okay.
It's kind of like The Sims, but better, I think.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. All right, so let's hear just a minute or two.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's okay. You'll find out, because we're going to play a clip from the Retconned. What does Retconned mean, by the way?
It's retroactive continuity.
That's a ridiculous title for a podcast.
It's a reference to comic books.
All right, Retconned. This is a new podcast at WAMCpodcasts.org. Let's hear a little of that.
In the Civil War comic, Iron Man becomes the public face of the Superhuman Registration Act, and his rationale is pretty straightforward. The people with superhuman abilities need to have oversight and training. Captain America, on the other hand, argues that superheroes need to keep their identities secret in order to do what they do without endangering their loved ones. Is there any sort of legal precedent for his reasoning? Would he have a good case if he fought the act in court rather than brawling with Iron Man about it?
Well, I mean, he could certainly try to fight the law as such. But his overall position that superheroes need to be anonymous, need the option of being anonymous in order to do what they do, probably doesn't hold up. For one thing, it's pointed out that several major superheroes, like the Fantastic Four, like Iron Man, like Captain America, their secret identities, they're not secret. It is well known who they all are, and some of them have been public from the very beginning, like the Fantastic Four. So that's kind of an important factual counterargument, but more importantly, perhaps, is that actually being anonymous is a problem for a superhero superhero who actually wants to sort of fight crime and be a part of the effective part of the system, as opposed to somebody like the Punisher who just goes out and kills or maims bad guys. If the goal is to apprehend criminals that the regular police can't handle and then see to it that they are dealt with through the justice system in the sort of the proper legal way, then the fact that the person who has the best evidence against the villain, the, you know, the eyewitness testimony and all that kind of thing, and was there at the scene, blah, 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 that person can't testify at trial because they refuse to reveal their identity is a real problem. And the confrontation clause of the Constitution that allows criminal defendants to demand to confront the witnesses against them, as well as just testifying under oath, means that it would be impossible to have somebody testify in behind a mask.
Okay, yeah.
I don't agree with that at all, because Clark Kent, he's been around for about 100 years. He's been doing fine.
Okay. So that's retconned. I have never felt so cool in my life after listening to that. Unbelievable. So Geeks Unite, that's available retconned at WAMCpodcasts.org. I think it's RETCONNED.
Yes, exactly.
Just like it sounds.
No spaces, just RETCONNED.
Rick Marshall. There you go. Fine work. And then the last one, let's take another call, and then we'll talk about everything explained. Let's go over to Lenny in Kinderhook. Lenny, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon. My question is not specifically about WAMC podcast, but a general technological question, I guess, with podcasts. When I'm I download different podcasts, and particularly when I'm making long-distance driving, and I listen to them in my truck. And certain ones are not very audible. I mean, Terry Gross, I got to put my ear right up to the speaker when I'm driving, and it's kind of dangerous. And
yeah, that is dangerous. Don't do
what
that.
She's saying.
Yeah, well.
So, you know, other ones, the volume is fine. So I don't think it's my audio system in the truck. It must be something else.
No, it wouldn't be the audio system in the truck if the volume is turned up all the way. It just depends on what volume the audio was initially recorded and produced at.
Yeah, that's the guy's head.
Some guys
fresh
do
air.
A good job. Some guys
let me tell you what happens often is, you know, and there are so many producers of podcast content, not everybody will throw a compressor in line, which we do with our live audio stream. There's a compressor that brings the levels up and down. Most radio stations have what they call an audio chain. And so a lot of producers will do a bit of processing at the end just for that reason, to bring the audio level up, make everything loud. And, you know, it's kind of the Wild West. You'll get different audio levels, different audio qualities throughout the podcast spectrum.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would think that Terry Gross would have a good budget on Fresh Air. I'm sure they've got a couple compressors around, or whatever you need to jack the volume up. But anyway, so there's really, I mean, I don't think there's anything I can do other than improve my hearing, wear a hearing aid, or put my ear up to the.
I don't know. Lower her show is, the better I like it.
Ouch. Oh, come on, man.
Shots.
Hey, Lenny, thanks a lot for the call.
All right, I know, but Joe Donahue is just as good an interviewer. I'll throw that in.
All right, well, you know what? That's a nice thing to say, and thank you very much. 800-348-2551. So everything explained.
I'll sum it up
what
fast.
Is that, man?
So everything explained is basically exactly as it sounds. You take a concept such as the Electoral College, GMOs, podcasts, and you want it explained in a more in-depth detail. We start off with the basic question of what is blank? That question then will delve into more specifics on that.
Okay, and how long is that?
Each one, it varies. It depends on how long the guest really wants to talk and how good the content is.
Okay, so there is no... One of the advantages of this is there is really no time limit on it.
No time limit whatsoever.
What is Donald Trump?
What is Donald Trump? That would be an interesting one.
All right, let's hear how long is this clip, Roberto? 205. All right, we have enough time. Let's hear a little of that. I may cut it off early. This is Everything Explained, which you can hear at WAMCpodcasts.org.
The Electoral College is a group of 538 men and women who, on December 19th this year, will elect the President of the United States. Hold on a second, you might be saying. I thought we were electing the President in November. And you would be mistaken, because when you vote in November, you are not voting for president, you're voting for another group of people who will vote for president, and those are the members of the Electoral College.
So these are actually people that are voting on behalf of the U.S. population.
Exactly. They're basically our representatives for the presidential election, and each of the members of the Electoral College are selected on a state-by-state basis. So the way someone becomes a member of the Electoral College is to, let's say, for example, be a member of the Democratic or Republican Party in New York, be selected by the party to represent the voters of New York in the presidential election.
That is a little snippet of a podcast. It's a new one. It's internet only. It's only available at WAMCpodcast.org or at the Google Play Store or iTunes. That's pretty cool. So Ashley Kinsey, Patrick Garrett, you've both done pretty nice work here with value added at WAMC. It's pretty exciting.
Is it Electoral College or
Electoral College? Is the Electoral College, right?
No.
No, look.
Oh, I say Electoral College.
Huh.
Well, I think maybe it's potatoes. Tomato, tomato. Yeah.
Let's call the whole thing off. And what a great idea. Let's call the whole thing off. Perfect. The show's over. Nicely done, everyone. Support comes from Ashfield Stone, Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts. Quarry and fabrication used for enduring landscapes and interiors, including countertops and floor planking. Rare and wonderful native stone of the Berkshires. Ashfieldstone.com. Viva Fresh Pasta. 30 years and 30 wines by the glass. European cuisine infused with flavors of the world. Northampton, Massachusetts. Grab life by the knife and fork. VivaFreshPasta.com. Pine Cobble School, Williamstown, Massachusetts, an independent day school, pre-K through ninth grade, currently accepting Vermont school vouchers. A good beginning never ends. PineCobble.org. And Fulton County Tourism, 44 lakes, 44 choices in the Southern Adirondack Park. Camp, boat, hike, and fish. June calendar at 44lakes.com. Thanks again to Patrick Garrett and Ashley Kinsey. And, of course, you, Alan. We couldn't do it without you, sir. And WAMCpodcasts.org is the website. You can find out about Everything Explained, Listen with the Lights On, Food Friday. Leftovers. Right. Food Friday Leftovers. I have a rather more spicy name for it that I can't say on the radio,
yes.
As well as Retconned. And we'd love you to check that out. Thanks for listening today. Our engineer, Roberto, well done, sir. Your phones were answered by Bruce Herbach, Jessica Blaustein Marshall. Oh, this was her idea. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow, the Science Forum is back. Stay tuned now for news.